Ksuvos Yerushalmi corresponding to Ksuvos Bavli, Daf Pehe. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Nun Dalad Amud Aleph, in the middle of the page on the 15th line, Hai Amalasa. Hai Amalasa, Tafast Amhasa, Hasa Uvda, Kaimir Yitzhak Amma, Tafast Tafast. A widow seized a Shifcha. The case came in front of Rabbi Yitzhak and he said, well, what you seize and you can keep her. Rabbi Imi Mapik Minar Dehi Savra Dida Valesin and Dida. But Imi took the shifcha from away from her because she thought the shifcha was hers and it wasn't hers. Kadai lein b'nei shamai d'damich avuhoin shavag lein avuhoin ez asa mai chayva benas benasta asa uvda kaimi rabbi abov amadidei nasav. It's like the case of the sons of Shammai. Their father died and he left to them a goat. The creditor came and took it. The case came in front of rabbi abov and he said he took his own means he sees correctly. The Gemara asked, was it not taught that an heir and a creditor, if one of them preempted and seized, we take it from him? The answer is, that's when they seized mistakenly. They thought that they are theirs, but they're not theirs. Rabbi Yaakov bar Zavdi, Meidu Rabbi Yavol, Shim, Machur, Oy, Mashkanua, Oy, Tiltalua, Mimokonamokai, Machakach, Ba, Balchayv, Vatafas, Mitzia Miyadai. Rabbi Yaakov bar Zavdi said that Rabbi Yavol agrees that if the heirs sold the goat, gave it for collateral or moved it from place to place, and afterwards the creditor came and seized it, we take from him because the heirs acquired it. The Gemara asks, think about it, if the widow or creditor is exempt from a shura, what will be kibbutz? Zu Torah v'zu eina Torah. The answer is, even so the heirs get it, because inheritance is a Torah law, and this, the widow or creditor collecting from the heirs, is not a Torah law.